Yeah, glory, 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 glory. To God be the glory. Great thing is doing. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, this is your boy, your son, your brother. Agbawo Jesu JP. Yeah, I've been saying to you this morning to prophesy and to pray and to tell you the raw word of God from above. Yeah, I'm here this morning to give you this good news that will power your journey in the year 2021. And what is the topic? 10 ways to increase your joy in the Lord in this new year. I pray for someone. By the reason of this encounter this morning, as you journey in the journey of life in the year 2021, your joy will be full in total in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. When we talk about joy, the word joy is used 93 times in the Old Testament. Joy, it is a Hebrew word that means glee. That is G-L-E-E. Or you can call it exceeding joy. Brethren, God wants you to be joyful. Perhaps you feel as if you've lost your joy. How do you get your joy back? All you need is to know Jesus. Because joy is something God can restore. I pray for someone listening to this and sharing it. My God is restoring back your joy this year. In fact, this month, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, listen to this. I know Christians are supposed to be joyful people. And I realize in this world that joy is a result of having the Spirit in me. That among all the people of the earth, Christians have the greatest reason to be joyful. But do you know what? Sometimes life steps in and robs us of our joy. I know I should feel it. You should feel it too. But sometimes I just don't. Just like the way you two don't. Now the question emerges, I just don't. The question emerges, is joy something I should just wait for? Will it still come upon me? I pray for someone. Every of your joy that the devil has stolen away from you, you are recovering them back this week in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now listen, I'm not alone. There seems to be a great absence of joy in the lives of many Christians. And even congregations of today, of several fruit of the Spirit, in the book of Galatians chapter 5, joy seems to be the most elusive. Now, listen, interestingly enough, the Bible never recommends that we rejoice. It commands us, not recommending, commands like an authority to do so. The Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, I will say it again, rejoice. So it's a thing of command. He commands us to do so. Now, in order to tap into the joy supply that Christ has secured for us as one of his people, it will require some discipline. Joy is not only something felt within. It must be cultivated and practiced. Because happiness is fleeting and random, but joy is nurtured and grown. Joyful people practice this. Biblical habits regularly. Even the Bible makes it clear that certain discipline in our daily routine will lead to a greater sense of joy. Now listen, I'm here this morning to give you 10 ways to increase your joy in the Lord in the new year 2021. Number one, God does. Joy celebrate. Hallelujah. Yeah, joy celebrate. I don't know why some people in this world of nowadays, when people are doing good before them, they don't rejoice. They are not happy at other man's success. You don't get mad at other man's success if you want to be filled with joy of the Lord as well. Joy celebrate. When you open your book to Luke chapter 15 verse 10, you find out there. Even several years ago, I was sitting in a routine church in a place, yes, somewhere in Lagos, at a staff meeting, when one of the staff had made a recent commitment to Christ at a small group. Can you imagine? Someone has been calling the minister of God for a long time. Later, recently, Make a commitment to Christ at a small group. After a couple of talking nods of heads around the room, the pastor quickly proceeded to rebuke us. He said, "Hey guys, did you hear what he just said? Did you hear what I just said? Hey, someone gave his life to Christ this week, and we have been calling him a minister of God for a very long time. Now, come on, let us act." Then he broke out into clapping, shouting, and whistling in celebration. The rest of us had no choice than to just join in. The point here was worth taking to me. After all, if the angel in heaven stop and rejoice, shouldn't we? Oh, I so much love that word from that minister of God. To this day, I have never forgotten that important lesson. Joy, celebrate. Celebrate others so that you too could be celebrated. Number two, joy abides. Hallelujah. Joy abides. John 15, 10, 11, you get that? The best way to maintain an outlook of joy is by abiding in Christ. When his word abides in you, you abide in him. Joy is something you can maintain by abiding in Christ, remaining close to the Lord day by day. Number three, joy reads. That is why I used to say this every time. Readers are leaders. The more you read about God's word, the more you know him. Some of us are just praying wrongly because the word of God is not dwelling in us. For you to receive his new dimension of joy in this new year 2021, you have to make sure that your joy reads. You can get that from your Bible, the scripture of Psalm 119, verse 162, Psalm 119, verse 14, even Psalm 19, verse 8a. That is why reading the scripture can be an incredible source of joy. Yeah, incredible source of joy. Indeed. As for me, Agbaho Jesu, I utilize all my opportunities to read the word of God. I enjoy utilizing commentaries and even some other study resources from time to time. But I have found the greatest joy in sitting back and reading the word of God. Even when I am facing tribulation, when I'm experiencing some catastrophe, some obstacle, the only thing that comforts me is the joy of God through the reading of his words. Allowing the mind and the heart to get caught up in the truth. The biographies, the adventures, the insights and the promises contained in the Bible is a fun thing every Christian should drink from frequently and regularly. I'm praying for somebody this year. My God will renew your joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Number four, joy gives. Yeah, you can get that from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 to 2. That is why I keep on saying this every time. Generosity does not come from the wealth. Rather, it comes from the heart. However, a generous spirit is a joyous spirit. That is why in that book, Paul intentionally praised the Corinthians, not only for their giving, but especially for their cheerful giving. If you are not a cheerful giver, you are wasting your time. You've done all your givings in vain. Do you know why? Giving is living. Living is giving. That is why I continue to say this, and I'll repeat it again. Whatsoever you give to God that does not touch you, does not touch God. Number five, joy ask. Jesus make it clear to his disciples that they had overlooked an incredible well of joy as they walked with him. That is why when you turn your Bible to the book of John, book of John chapter number 16, John chapter number 16, verse 24. You get that from there? Joy ask. Well, that is why we lose or miss so many opportunities in this Christendom by not asking. That's why there's a place in the Bible that says, it's an up till now, you've not asked anything. When you don't know how to ask, then you don't know how to enjoy the joy of God or embrace his grace. Joy asks. When you have any problem, anything bothering your mind, why don't you just talk to him? You need something, ask him. He's our God. He's in John 16, 24. He's our God. He's our refuge. Ethan, have you asked nothing in my name? Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Yeah, John 16:24. That your joy may be full. When you don't ask, your joy may not be full. Sometimes as Christians, we can feel guilty asking God to give us more. It is important, however, to remember that God wants to bless us in abundant ways, including, but even beyond our physical needs. That is why Christ made it clear that when we don't ask, we fortify many blessings. Many testimonies will elude us. Many miracles will pass us by. Why? Because we've not asked. We fortify many blessings, many miraculous things around us, and it's just as a result. While asking, never ask wrongly, because when you ask wrongly, you will receive wrongly. Number 6, joy surrenders. Yeah, you surrender all to God. Let him take charge of your life. Let him take absolute control of your destiny. Let him be the driver of the vehicle of your life. The book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 17 to 18. Paul knew what it was like to swim up, tired, and to do so with joy. That is why when Paul wrote to the Philippian church, he was chained day and night to a rotating praetorian. Or even this praetorian guard, while under house arrest, this man of God, apostle from God, wrote this wonderful epistle of joy. He made it clear, very glaring, that even in this midst of trouble, he still finds the joy of God running in his vein. He made it clear that even in this midst of tribulation, he was still finding reason for joy. Paul knew that most times, to discover the joy, we must surrender ourselves totally to the God that allows circumstances. Do we even know that it is God that allows circumstances? Look at the life of Job. Job didn't get into trouble because he was a sinner, or because he was a backbiter, or because he has backslided. He got into trouble because he was a righteous man. He got into trouble because God was boasting about him, even in the presence of devil. Joy surrenders. But look at that man. After surrendering everything to God, even in the time of trouble, that is why, if the devil had known that God would later bless Job than the former one, he would not have touched him. Brethren, today, I'm here to tell you that joy surrenders. Surrender everything to God. All those anxiety you are putting on your mind, you will just kill yourself. Let God take charge of everything. Number 7, joy enjoys. That is, you can get that from the book of Psalm. Yeah, the book of Psalm. When you turn your Bible, the book of Psalm number 16, verse 11, you see there that joy enjoys. Who says you will not enjoy? I prophesy into the life of someone listening to this and sharing it. This year, you will enjoy the joy of the Lord in full, in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know why? Because it is set time for you to enjoy the grace of God. It is his own appointed time for you to enjoy his joy, so that people can enjoy those, even that joy from you too. Psalm 16 verse number 11 goes thus: Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Joy enjoys. That is why I used to come into the realization that if joy enjoys, what about enjoying God himself? It sounds almost too good to be true, doesn't it? And yet, God not only wants us to worship him, he wants us to enjoy him. Joy is the enjoyment of God and the good thing that comes from the good hand of God. So joy enjoys. This year, you will enjoy the joy of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 8, joy serves. Oh, hallelujah, bakashatayana. Joy serves. That is why I have one of my pastors, Daddy Akintola, we were talking about Prophet Ezekiah about some weeks back on the mountain. Can you imagine? There is a mountain in Nigeria for Christ of Christ Church called Odua, Mountain of Babalola. Can you imagine? They were about to build an edifice auditorium. This man, as the head of the ministry, The CEC general evangelist happens to show himself as a servant. He was the first man to carry his head with block to climb the mountain. A good example. Yes, sir. That is why it is written in the book of Matthew. If you are too big to serve, you are too small to lead, sir. You can never enjoy the grace of God or even his joy. That is life. Even in the book of Philippians chapter 2. Yeah. It is written, Jesus came into this world not as a king, but as a servant. And the heart of a genuine servant is a joyful one. You can get that even from the book of Psalm 100 verse 2:8. Number 9, joy sings. Wow, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 to 19. Paul encourages us. Sing song of joy to the Lord. That is why when you sing, there are kind of presence that follows you. When you sing worldly song, worldly feelings, presence will follow you. When you sing a spiritual song, spiritual presence, the presence of God himself will follow you. Do you know why? Why you sing unto the Lord or you worship him? He comes down to take the praise or worship by himself, because that is the only food he eats. He does not share his glory with anybody. That is God for you. When you sing Neramali, the presence of the word, fornication, sin, we dwell with you. We move with you. But when you sing the song of God, the presence of God himself will follow you. Because when you supplicate, he only sends his angel. But when you sing, you discover that the joy of the God, of the Lord will overflow in you. Even all these hymns that they've written, so most of all these our fathers in the Lord that compose our CAC hymn, even those ones that are not in CAC hymns, they compose all these songs, all these hymns, while in tribulations. I pray for someone listening to this. This year, you will sing for joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Number 10, joy hopes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joy hopes. When there's life, there is hope. Living life with heaven in mind is one of the best way to renew our joy in God. Yeah. If the vertical focus of heaven is our highest hope, then nothing in our horizontal experience or relationship can keep us from the promises of it. Imagine this Yoruba song. Nipa ife olugbala ki yo sinko. Imagine another one in Yoruba song, my language. Ninu irin ajo mi beni mo nkorin. All these songs edify us. All these songs, horizontally, it keeps us or keep us into the promises of God. All these songs, I am telling you, they are the best way to renew our joy in Christ. Brethren, when this word let us down, we can be reminded of a place that never will. Hope is the anticipation that God will do something good. In conclusion, John 15, verse 11. John chapter 15, verse 11. In conclusion. Yeah. John 15, 11. Go this way. This thing have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Hallelujah. Let me read that again. I love it. I lighted it in my Bible. For as many that are listening to this segment this morning, wherever you are right now, I prophesy, if your amen will roar like thunder, I declare, receive your joy back right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every of your joy that the devil has stolen, maybe over your children, over your business, over your marriage, over your career, over that document, over that proposal, I prophesy, receive that joy back in the name of Jesus Christ. The book of John chapter 3:29, 2 confirm it. 2:29, he that had the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which stand and hear him, rejoice greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This is my joy, therefore it is fulfilled. Oh, somebody is listening to this and sharing this morning. I pray for you. Your joy will be filled this year, in the name of Jesus. If your amen will roar like thunder, wherever you are hearing this from and sharing it, I decree and I declare into your life, your joy this year will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Nothing will snatch away your joy away from you this year in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you, the joy of the Lord will never separate from you or deviate from you this year in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. This is your son, your brother, Agbawo Jesu. You can reach me on WhatsApp for prayer and counseling. +234 70 33 16 16 83. Thank you. God bless you. Remain blessed.